Hello everyone, this is Robert here with a Tech Geek 311 anchor for you guys today, sort of my own little podcast. And today I want to go over the Star Wars Celebration, which is going on right now in Orlando. So it's the Star Wars Celebration 2017. Today they did the tribute actually to Carrie Fisher, because she passed away not too long ago. And they said apparently about 1 billion people, were emotional about it, which is kind of understandable when the planet of Alderaan got blown up. There was 1 billion cries all at once that the Jedis could feel, or at least Obi-Wan. So it's kind of very neat. They said 40 years. They said Harrison Ford reunites with Mark Hamill. They said also that George Lucas, he was going to be at the celebration also as well. Disney is going to debut a new animated short about the Star Wars women, which is kind of a new thing I saw, too. There was also the new Star Wars women toys that have come out as well. That's something new that happened. And then, of course, they're going to talk about the new movies, stuff about the new Han Solo movie, The Last Jedi, those kind of things. So it's a pretty big celebration there. If you guys want to follow along on that, check my link for my site. Go ahead and click on my site. I'm going to have some blogs posted on there as well. Also, check out my Twitter page. You guys can see what I'm posting on Twitter, or check out my Facebook page or my Instagram profile and all. And you guys can check it all out. So I want to give you guys this anchor today about Star Wars Celebration going on in Orlando. And I hope you guys are checking it out online, on the internet. And check me out. Go ahead and get on my site and go ahead and log in there, sign up, and we can chat some more about stuff. Okay, I appreciate you guys for listening to my little anchor here, and I will catch you guys later with more.
Hello. Thank you for stopping by at Robert's Techie 311 podcast today. The podcasts that I have in this section are going to include a lot of movie reviews and pre-reviews. In other words, pre-reviews is movies that I've seen the trailer, I know the story, they're out in the theater, but I haven't actually watched the movie to give you guys a full review. Now, the reviews are going to be over movies that I have seen and movies that I recommend you downloading or going and watching or renting or so forth. So in today's preview, I'm going to cover the new animated movie, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Now, this one's pretty much based off of some of the newer Spider-Man comic books. And this includes a new character called Miles Morales. And he becomes a Spider-Man, basically. And pretty much without giving any spoilers away, he ends up coming across a lot of different Spider-Man characters. And this is a sort of a different universe than the Marvel universe in the way that this comic book was written. And that's based on what this movie's about. So pretty much he discovers all the other different Spider-Mans in the different universes around. In turn, helps him learn how to become a better Spider-Man in his universe, in his world. So the movie so far, I mean, seeing the previews, because I haven't watched it yet, so I'm going to give you a review once I've seen it. The action and animation look very spot on. The story is very close to what the comic books were. Not going to give you any spoilers on that. And pretty much I have to say, if you like Spider-Man, you're a fan of Marvel, and you don't mind a CGI animated movie, then this one will probably be a good recommendation to either watch in the theaters, or I have a link in my description where you can actually download and pre-order the movie. That way you can own it and watch it whenever you want on your streaming services or devices. So the movie is very much based in a different universe of Spider-Man, also in the Marvel universe, but it has to deal with all the different Spider-Man characters within the different Spider-Man comic books and Spider-Man universe and worlds and things of that sort. So I recommend this movie. It's gotten high ratings so far in the movie theaters. It's been doing pretty well. And if you are a fan of Marvel, you like Spider-Man, this movie might be one to catch. Now, don't forget, Spider-Man has another live-action movie coming out in 2019. So whenever you guys listen to this, you'll know that in 2019, there will be another live-action Spider-Man movie coming out as well. So this one is just the one ending out 2018. And that pretty much, guys, is my preview without giving you guys any spoilers about it. You can read more about the description and click on the link to download a pre-order of the copy of the movie. And if you got any questions on that, let me know. Go ahead and send me a comment. If you're not following me on my podcast here, go ahead and start following me here. And check out my other links. And I hope to hear from you guys about any questions or any comments you have. So be sure to check out my next episode of my podcast. I'm going to be covering another few set of movies as well. And I will catch you guys later with more. Thank you guys for coming and watching. Hello again. This is TechGeek311 here. And I thank you for coming to my podcast so you can hear another movie review or preview. And that way you can make the right choice if the movie is worth watching or waiting for it to come on streaming about 5 months later. So in today's movie preview, because I have not seen the movie yet, it's out in the theaters right now, we're going to go over the movie called Mortal Engines. Now, this one basically is based off a book, and it's sort of a post-apocalyptic type of world. But in this movie, though, the cities are movable. So it's kind of like rotating cities. So instead of like the Mad Max type of movies where they drove around in cars and motorcycles, this one is sort of like the entire city moves. But pretty much, without giving you any spoilers, there are some main cities that kind of destroy and devour everything. And then there's other cities that are protected. Now, this all takes place in London. So pretty much it's sort of like England and Britain have gotten taken over through this post-apocalyptic war type of land. And there's basically a female hero that helps save the rest of humanity in the movie based on what she finds out from her mother, who's no longer around. So the movie, according to the trailer, according to what I've read with the movie, according to what I've seen, looks very action-orientated. Some of the current reviews they stated was that the plot wasn't very good and so forth. But I've seen other movies that other critics have said that the plot wasn't good. And I thought it was actually entertaining. Now, the movies are going to be is available in the theaters right now to watch. But it's also available for pre-order through iTunes. So if you don't know it, I have a lot of the movies posted on my Instagram account. So when you go to that link in my description, you'll go ahead and go to my Instagram photos. You'll see them. You can click on any one of those photos and they'll take you directly to the links, which include, you know, pre-orders or orders of the movies, and you can get those. So Mortal Engines will be in there. If it's not there now, by the time you're listening to this, then eventually you'll see it there within that account. So I think for a post-apocalyptic movie, this is very well done. It's done by the same director who did Lord of the Rings. So one of the main characters in there, of course, is from the Lord of the Rings, too, as well. So the CGI, the cinematics of the movie are very spot on. As far as the story, well, you know, it's your typical post-apocalyptic story. So, you know, people are struggling, the world is under this turmoil and all that. And so, you know, it's something entertaining, something to watch. If you're not interested in seeing it in the big screen, which I recommend because you get all the surround sound, give it about another 5 months. You'll be able to see it on your screen, wherever you want. You can pre-order it here if you want. And then that way, you can watch it whenever you want, whenever it comes out. So that is my preview so far of Mortal Engines. I think it's worth watching at least, whether you see it in the theater or whether you see it on your own screen later on at home. But that is my preview. Once I actually watch the movie, I'll give you another update with my review. And we'll go from there. All right. Well, I thank you guys for listening in. And if you got any questions, let me know. And I will catch you guys later with with more podcasts and give you more reviews. Thank you guys for listening. Hello once again, this is Robert here with another preview and sort of non-spoiler review of The Secret Life of Pets 2 movie. Now, if you've not seen The Secret Life of Pets 1, I do recommend you seeing that one because Secret Life of Pets 2 is a continuation of the first movie. Meaning the original characters from the first movie, you want to get an idea of who they are by watching the first one so that you know what they're doing in the second movie. Because the movie kind of just picks up and takes place from there. Now, what I want to do is give you guys my recommendations on this movie. And not quite my review since we're still in June of 2019 when you're hearing this podcast. And for those of you guys who haven't seen it, I don't want to spoil it for you or your children. So that way you can watch it. And then later on, I'll give you guys a review sometime down the road and let you know what I thought about the movie. Now, my two toddler children, they enjoyed it. So I do recommend this for toddler age on up. Infant and baby probably couldn't last too long through the movie. It's about an hour and a half. So if you have some toddlers, they'll enjoy it. And they'll probably want you to buy the toys, of course. And then, you know, preteens will understand it, and teenagers and adults will understand those jokes that are in the movie designed for the older crowd. The movie does take place as two separate stories that are sort of combined into one. And so you'll be able to follow along amongst the two stories, and then you'll get an idea by the end of the movie why they did two stories the way they did. The movie's very entertaining. It's very funny. It keeps you on your seat. There's not really any boring or slow parts in there, so it'll keep you entertained. And unlike the first movie, this one has a, you know, sort of a better theme to it, I thought. And it was pretty entertaining. So my preview of it is that it is worth watching. It did make number one movie when it came out, so it did gross in a lot of million dollars. But it is worth watching for both adults and for kids. Teenagers will like it. Adults will like the humor. And your toddlers will stay connected. My toddlers didn't even get up during the movie. So that was a first. So I do recommend watching Secret Life of Pets 2. I do recommend watching Secret Life of Pets 1 first before you watch Secret Life of Pets 2. And then once you see it, you know, be ready to buy the toys. Because, of course, the toys are going to be available. And you know, most of the toys are pretty good. I've seen them in the stores. They're not too bad. They're very well done. And I think your kids will enjoy those as well. So my review so far of Secret Life Pets 2 is I give it a must watch. It's definitely a funny movie. Definitely done very well. My preview is that you have to watch part 1 before you watch part 2 so you understand the story. And it's going to be a good family movie. Something good to watch with your kids during the summer. During some time when you have a break from work and so forth. Okay, that is my preview though of Secret Life of Pets 2. I'll come back and give you guys a full review of it once it's been a couple of months that it's been out. So keep tied to this podcast here. Make sure you're following me here. Also, check out my reviews on the movies on RW Tech Geek 311 on Instagram and under Robert_311 on Instagram as well. Check out my podcast, not my podcast, but my website at techgeek311.net as well. And you'll get all the information you want on movies and tech and other things around there. So I thank you guys for stopping by and watching. I hope this gives you a better recommendation on if the movie's worth watching or not, which I recommend. Give it a thumbs up. And I will come back and give you guys more reviews on more movies. Thank you again for coming and listening to my podcast.